Good evening. This morning, as I ended up the submissive heart, the servant's heart, I tried to make it practical for us here at Plymouth. Words that sometimes are hard, but when we think of Jesus and the apostles, they didn't always say gentle words, did they? But God's Word brings results. God's Word touches the hearts. And as Jesus explained, and the Bible explains, the Word of God is a sword, and it cuts. And sometimes we need to be cut. Sometimes our heart has hardened and needs to be softened by the Word. This morning we talked about the submissive heart, and how the main characteristic was that of servanthood. Tonight, I'm going to talk about what it means to be a holy nation. We have been called to be a holy nation. To be holy means to be called out and to be separated. It means that we are not like the nations, or maybe I should say the denominations of the world. We have been called out to be different. And that is not always an easy thing. In Leviticus chapter 20, verse 26, God talking to Israel, but words that can be brought to our lives too. He said, "You are to be holy to me, because I, the Lord, am holy. And I have set you apart from the nations to be my own." We belong to God. But did Israel listen to the words of God? In Psalm 106, verse 35, this is said about Israel. "Instead, they mixed with the other nations and learned their customs." And in verse 39 of Psalm 106, "The people became unholy by their sins. They were unfaithful to God in what they did." What did they do? They mixed with the other nations and they learned their customs. If you go back and you read the five books of Moses, or the first five books of the Old Testament, you notice that God has called them and said, "Do not be like the nations around you, because I, your God, have called you out and separated you. You are to be a light to the nations." And what happens when you mix the light with the darkness? The light goes out and is no longer a light. God has called us, Christians, to be a holy nation unto Him. 1 Peter 2:9, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession." You were chosen to tell about the wonderful acts of God who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. Or 1 Peter 2, verses 11 and 12, "Dear friends, you are like foreigners and strangers in this world. I beg you to avoid the evil things your bodies want to do that fight against your soul. People who do not believe are living all around you and might say that you are doing wrong. Live such good lives that they will see the good things you do and will give glory to God on the day when Christ comes again. What was Israel's major sin? Idolatry. And why? Because they wanted to be like the nations around them. They didn't want to be different. And what is becoming one of the major sins of the church today? Do not we want to be like all the others? To be like the denominations around us? The sin of Israel led to her downfall. It led to her no longer today being the people of God. And if we are not careful, as followers of Jesus Christ, the same destruction will fall upon us. We do the things that we do as Christians and as a church because God has said we are to do these things. God is holy, and He has called us to be holy. But when we clamor to be as the world, and we stop keeping His commandments, as our earlier text said, we become unholy because of our sins. But let us take a look and see what it means to be like the nations around us. In 1 Samuel chapter 8, Israel decided they wanted a king, a man to be king. They wanted, they said, to be like the nations around them. So what does it mean to be like the nations around us? First off, it means that we have rejected God as our king. Listen to what Samuel says in 1 Samuel 8, 19 and 20. Or what's going on here. But the people would not listen to Samuel. Samuel had tried to talk to them and tell them, if you call for a man to be king, you have rejected God as king. If you want a king, here are some things that this king will do. And he listed off a number of things. He'll take your young men and send them to war. He will take your women and put them in his harem. He will take your food. He will take your horses. And what did the people do? But the people would not listen to Samuel. They said, no, we want a king to rule over us. Then we will be the same as all the nations. Our king will judge for us and go with us and fight our battles. I can just see that. Okay, king, your turn. Go fight. Is that what a king does, Charlie? Usually he says, okay, Bert, you're the general. Zona, you get to carry his sword. JC, you lead the attack. And I'll sit back here and send in reinforcements when you need them. That's what kings do. But they decided they wanted a king that was a man. Because was not God their king? Had not God said, I will fight your battles? So to be like the nations around you is first to reject God as king. Now listen to what God tells Samuel. And the Lord said to Samuel, listen to whatever the people say to you. They have not rejected you. They have rejected me from being their king. They rejected God as king. And when we Christians clamor to be like the denominational world, we are rejecting God as our king and as our authority. But secondly, to be like the nations around us, we reject Jesus as the Christ. In John 14, 23 to 24, Jesus says, if people love me, they will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Those who do not love me do not obey my teachings. This teaching that you hear is not really mine. It is from my Father who sent me. So to reject the teachings of Jesus and to live and be like the nations around you is to reject Jesus as the Christ. Jesus did not only come to die for us. That was a major portion of why he came, to die for us, to save us, to lead us back to God. But he also came that he might bring the Word of God to us. And it is this Word that is being rejected. But thirdly, it means we reject the Scripture as the Word of God. In John 14, 25 and 26, Jesus says, I have told you all these things while I am with you. Now, Charlie, I'm sorry, but I don't remember everything you said today in class back there, in the teen class. And I'm sure the apostles did not remember every little thing Jesus said in the years that he took them and taught them. It's just the way it is. But here's something that Charlie can't do, but Jesus could. But the Helper will teach you everything and will cause you to remember all that I told you. This Helper is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. The apostles and the evangelists were under the control of this Spirit, and the prophets too, as they wrote the words that we have in our Bible. These words then were the words of Jesus, which means they were the words of God the Father. Listen to what Peter says about this Word. 2 Peter 1, 19 through 21. This makes us more sure about the message the prophets gave. It is good for you to follow closely what they said, as you would follow a light shining in a dark place, until the day begins and the morning star rises in your hearts. Most of all, you must understand this. No prophecy in the Scriptures ever comes from the prophet's own interpretation. No prophecy ever came from what a person wanted to say, but people led by the Holy Spirit spoke words from God. And since this Word is from God, it has particular usages. 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. All Scripture is given by God and is useful for teaching, for showing people what is wrong in their lives, for correcting faults, and for teaching how to live right. Using the Scriptures, the person who serves God will be capable, having all that is needed to do every good work. So to become like the nations around you is to say that these words are not good enough for today. It is to reject the Word of God, to reject Scripture, as we try to do things differently, as God has said. And fourthly, it means that we have broken the new covenant with God. And by breaking God's covenant, we have fallen into apostasy. 2 John 8, verses 8 through 11. The apostle says, be careful yourselves that you do not lose everything you have worked for, but that you receive your full reward. Anyone who goes beyond Christ's teaching and does not continue to follow only his teaching does not have God. But whoever continues to follow the teaching of Christ has both the Father and the Son. If someone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, do not welcome or accept that person into your house. If you welcome such a person, you share in his evil work. So why do we want to be like the nations around us? Because we are weak and don't like to be different. We don't like people looking at us and saying, they are the strange ones. They're different from us. They are not part of us. Listen to these words from Hebrews. Hebrews 12, 22-29. But you have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. You have come to thousands of angels gathered together with joy. You have come to the meeting of God's firstborn children, whose names are written in heaven. You have come to God, the judge of all people, and to the spirits of good people who have been made perfect. You have come to Jesus, the one who brought the new agreement from God, or the new covenant, to His people. And you have come to be sprinkled blood that has a better message than the blood of Abel. So be careful and do not refuse to listen when God speaks. Others refused to listen to Him when He warned them on earth, and they did not escape. So it will be worse for us if we refuse to listen to God who warns us from heaven. When He spoke before, His voice shook the earth. But now He has promised once again, I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. The words once again clearly shows us that everything that was made, things that can be shaken, will be destroyed. Only the things that cannot be shaken will remain. So let us be thankful, because we have a kingdom that cannot be shaken. We should worship God in a way that pleases Him with respect and fear, because our God is like a fire that burns things up. According to the Scripture, there is a way to worship God that pleases Him. This worship has been brought to us by Jesus, been passed on to His apostles, who then, with the help of the Holy Spirit, have brought this worship to us and the teachings of Jesus to us. But what we need to be careful of are the things that we are insisting on. Are they truly the words of God, or are they traditions? Here we need to be careful. And so in the coming Saturday nights, we will look at some topics that are being challenged today. We will look, I hope that I look with open eyes, are these things that we do tradition, or are they words of God? If they are traditions, then we don't have to do them. But if they are the Word of God, these are things that must be done. And we will look at the issues that are coming up. I was reading the Christian Chronicle just this week. It arrived, and I hope I put it into Cletus's mailbox. He likes to read it first, but I learned if I give it to him first, I don't see it again for a couple of months. So I've learned to read it first and then put it into his box. And one of the things that they have been talking about are changes that have been coming up within the churches of Christ. And they listed certain items that I hope we will look at together over the Sunday nights to come. Things that the Christian Chronicle said that many churches are starting to drop in the name of God to reach out to people. I'm going to list some of the things that they have listed. Baptism for remission of sins is not part of the plan of salvation. A cappella music within the churches. Believe it, I didn't write these things down. Those are the only two that come to my head. They listed about five different things, with those two at the top of the list. So I want to look at these issues. I want to look at these topics with the Bible and with you, and we are going to hopefully examine them and see, are they tradition or are they the words of God? And if they are the words of God, we must follow them. And if they are tradition, we cannot force them upon others. But we will look at some of these issues. And I hope that you come, and I hope that you encourage others to come, because these are some major things that are happening in our brotherhood. And I hope that I can be impartial as we examine these, and I hope you can too. We will use the Bible as text and nothing else. Because to reject the Bible, to reject the Bible is to reject the apostles. To reject the apostles is to reject Jesus Christ. To reject Jesus Christ is to reject God the Father. To reject God the Father is damnation. And so we will examine these things in the days to come. Because what did the Hebrew writer says? Because our God is like a fire that burns things up. I want to be a Christian. I want to obey the words of God. And I believe that everyone here tonight wishes to do the same. And so we will examine some of these topics. And we will see what the Bible says. And hopefully we will make the right choices as we move forward in Plymouth. Because that has been my prayer since I've been here, that Plymouth will mature, that she will learn true love and true fellowship with God and with man, and that we will reach out to our community and grow. That we will teach the Word of God and bring people, even if we must rise, as the Bible says, basically rip them out of the fire and back into salvation. But would you like to be a part of this wonderful kingdom of God? Would you like to follow in the footsteps of Jesus? It is possible. Peter said, change your hearts and lives. There must be a change. We cannot stay as we have always been. And he says, and be baptized, each one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. It is Jesus that saves us. And this for forgiveness of your sins. Only Jesus and God can forgive sins. And our sins are forgiven through Jesus at baptism when we first take this step. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And then he says that Peter warned them with many words. He begged them, save yourselves from this evil world. And this evening, I plead with you and I beg you, if you have not accepted Jesus as the Christ, if you have not followed in His footsteps, please do so tonight as we stand and as we sing.